just can't keep working like this. This grave shift is like a slave ship.
What up, y'all?
What up, everyone? Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I don't know what y'all. What up?
What up? All right.
How you doing, Taj?
Back at it again. I'm great, yo. Me too. The weather's starting to pick up, so you know we're starting to get nice.
It is.
To hit the streets a little bit more. Like,
yes. I am excited. This is what y'all call it? The kids call it the hot boy, hot girl season? Summer.
Not season. What the fuck? You really just chose your age with that.
Oh, shit. I mean, I'm trying, y'all. Let me tell y'all. I literally been, like, trying to get in with all this new shit. And I fucks with Sweetie, Doja Cat. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, I literally just recently got into her, and I don't know why I kind of like missed out on that because she's
I thought you would have knew about her.
No, I didn't, because of that whole racial thing before that she was like in a tabloid for.
Oh yeah, I do remember.
So I was like, not fucking with this bitch. But then I heard that it wasn't like, I don't know. Long story short, she's not a racist. So I like gave it a listen, and I'm like, yo, she's actually really, really dope. She's very creative, very dramatic.
The visuals are crazy.
Very animated. She's great. Like, I like her, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just want to throw that in, y'all, because I just been on a nice little vibe. I'm chilling. You know, I did some spring cleaning today, and I was like, let me listen to the kids and see what's going on. I've been, you know, taking note of, what's the other ones? The Summer.
Oh, Summer Walker, yeah.
Summer Walker, then, all right, we can go on, but y'all get what I'm saying. Let's get into the show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. This is
From the Plantation
to the Station podcast.
That's right. I'm Taj.
I'm D'Angelo. Welcome, people. Welcome.
Right.
We back for another one.
That's right.
We begin our episodes with what we're sipping, what we in. I'm chilling right now with my chamomile tea. I got my new diffuser going right now. It's my lavender oil and shit. Like, I'm in some nice, I think they say, what is it called? Zen? I'm in a good Zen space. Like,
you know what I call people like that?
Hippies.
No, not even, no. I'll be like, okay, you're the soul brother, soul sister. Soul brother, soul sister. That's what you are type.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I can dig it. I had a nice, productive, long day. I was off of work. It's like my Sunday, but it's not Sunday. So I got to get ready for work. And, you know, it's like when the house is smelling good, you know, low. You finish your loads and laundry, and you cooking dinner, like all that shit. Like, I'm in a nice little space. I'm good.
That's what's up. I'm digging it. I'm drinking some wine, my favorite Batanora Moscato wine. You know, I actually keep one on deck, so like I never don't have like a bottle here just in case. But that's all I'm doing. I'm just relaxing. I didn't clean or do any of that stuff today, but. I did work, but, you know, it was, a very productive day. So I can agree with you on that. So
that's what's up.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our signature segment is Relax, Relate, Release. We're going to jump into that. I'm going to start this week, if that's cool, Taj.
Hey, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so it's funny when you mention the weather, like, it's getting better. My relax rate release is real quick. Spring, are you here or you not? What are we doing? Because if y'all can see my face, like, I'm, like, over it. What do? I wear a jacket today? Do I grab a scarf? Do I grab that extra undershirt? Like, what am I doing for the day? Like, it's raining, which was cool. I am grateful for that. I'll say in the past 2 days, I've been off and it's been raining and I didn't have too many errands to run. So like, I enjoy, you know, being in the crib, chilling, relaxing, kicking with my little shorty, you know, that was fine, but I'm about to get back to work. I'm about to be out here. So what is the weather? You know, I need to know. But relax, relate, release. So it wasn't a big thing. Oh, I did want to say that too.
What?
It's not to sound dramatic or too deep, but it really was a reminder too for me to just be present and just enjoy what's been happening, like changes and everything, mm-hmm. like in my life, and the seasons, the year, everything is just, you know, it's been a year since this whole pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I also had time to just reflect during this rainy season or past few days. So it was cool. It was just something just small. I didn't have like a big rant or, you know, big thing to say. I just thought that was my relaxed relate release.
Well, I can't really relate because here it's definitely spring. The temperature dropped a couple days, but it hasn't been like to the point where it's like, damn, like, am I putting my big coat back on and all of that? Like, no. Mm. So I feel bad.
And for y'all that don't know, we're talking about, what is it, northeast and south.
And south, yeah. my relaxed release, I actually have two relaxed relate releases.
Okay.
Kind of a rant, so just be prepared and be ready, guys.
I'm ready. Oh, I got my popcorn.
But, so the first one is, so my job basically is trying to bring up like the team morale or like the employees' morale for the company, which is cool. I'm glad that they like looked into that mm-hmm. and they want to hold on to their employees and things like that. Which is cool. I work for a company that basically has a lot of creative. There's a lot of creative things that a lot of us different departments do. So what they wanted to do was continue with that. Like they gave us like additional creative stuff, projects to work on and things to do.
Okay.
And, you know, and they just was like, you know, it'll be great. We want to create a morale at the company that, you know, you guys can have fun with. You guys are happy to come to work and take pride in the work that you guys are doing. So I'm listening. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is all good. This is nice. Y'all add an additional stuff to my plate, which is fun stuff, though. Like, it's fun stuff. But where the fuck is my money? Like, that's where I'm like, this is all cool and all, but I need my damn money. Like, I need more money.
Right.
So
because you're giving me more work.
Exactly. You adding on extra responsibilities, like, not even knowing, like, okay, right now my workload is really, really, it's high. And it's because, you know, we transition into other seasons, you know, they're designers, brands, they're sending out a lot of apparel, a lot of footwear, clothing and stuff like that, because they know people are going to be out. They want to look nice. So this is what we're doing. But adding on these other responsibilities, like, I don't think a lot of y'all a lot of y'all companies realize, like, okay, you giving people extra work. Y'all still need to give me some more money.
Yeah.
Like, I love
some type of incentive or something like.
Right. I love the fact that you guys took the time out to really look at, you know, what the employees want, what they have going on. But the one thing y'all missed was the more fucking money.
So just to clarify, are you saying like in your position, you will be responsible to like create some type of program for this effort or something? Or
yeah. So I'm going to be responsible for a whole nother thing. Which I thought someone else took that responsibility, but apparently that's not what's happening. And then on top of that, it's like they know, it's not like y'all don't have an idea, because y'all was like, also when I was on the call, they was just like, oh, we're gonna have to hire some more people. But in the meantime, like, you guys could take care of it. Like, what?
Oh, see, I hate when they do that.
Yes.
Don't give me no false hope.
Right. So I'm just like that in itself. And I'm sure I like wanted to talk about that for relax, relate, release, because I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys out there deal with stuff like this. Yeah. Companies are just, you know, you'll have your regular responsibilities and then your company just kind of like your job just kind of like just throw other stuff on top of you. And they don't think about like, hey,
this is actually more time. That's just like the substitute teacher or the teacher at school. And they're like, okay, now we want to do this for the kids. And it's like, but you do realize, like, I have to do that. Like, exactly. We're about to have a talent show and we never had a fucking talent show. Who's going to do it? Now right. I have more work to do and you're not going to offer me nothing.
Right. I'm just like, that's a little annoying. So we'll see. I'm not like about to trip that much off of it because I'm like this. If it's not something that I can do, then I'm just going to be like, listen, this is not something extra I can take on top of what I have going on.
You're going to get what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. So that particular relax relate, we'll just say TBH. Not TBH, to TBA. So I'll keep you guys in the loop.
Wait, what's that?
To be announced.
Oh, okay. So we'll I wasn't going to find out what that was.
So I'll keep you guys posted about that. Yes. But my second relax relate release that I really wanted to get into was just, you know, coming from someone who grew up in, you know, the Northeast during the 90s, early 2000s, we really, really, really lost the legend. And I really want to take the time out to really speak about it because I was really sad, really hurt. And I kind of felt like that was going to happen. But I just want to give a big RIP to DMX because he was so inspirational during my childhood. Definitely, you know, a rapper who had a lot of things going on, but was still very positive, very talented. Just very, you know, he was definitely a trendsetter. He definitely had a style of rap mm-hmm. that, you know, inspired a lot of other people, a lot of other artists. So I just really wanted to take the time out to definitely show him some love.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, mm-hmm. Taj. Like, I totally, like, slipped my mind.
Yeah.
So, and definitely prayers to his family, his children.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I also am just glad that you mentioned just your personal connection and just being from the Northeast, because I'm not going to say that he wasn't respected or known in Detroit, mm-hmm. but, you know, every region has their people that they definitely big up, you know, like mm-hmm. Big Sean, Eminem, even the Kid Rocks and our
not Kid Rock.
I'm just saying, like, on some Detroit shit, like when you connect it to rap.
Yeah,
or Royce the 5'9", like those people are like uplifted, you know, in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And then Lola, or what is it, Nola, they got their spot, or DMV. So, you know, I had to like take a moment to, for me personally, like I know his music and I knew of him, mm-hmm. but I wasn't like that connected to him. But mm-hmm. I understand, like, when people, you know, lose an icon and lose somebody that's in the music industry that really touched them and was connected mm-hmm. to them. So just looking at, I guess, from a different perspective, and just if I grew up here, like, oh, yeah, he was like East Coast all day. Like you mm-hmm. said, trendsetter, mm-hmm. his approach to rap, his mm-hmm. delivery in rap, everything mm-hmm. was just different. So I hate that it takes these moments for some of us to kind of get into their music or like remind ourselves of why they're great when they're gone, but at the mm-hmm. same time, you know, it's something I acknowledge, so I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah, I had to represent X, man. I had to represent, yo.
Yeah.
But that leaves us with, you know, we're done with the relax relate release, I'm sorry, segment. We're gonna get right into the topics.
Yes, let's go.
For this week, we really, really wanted to talk about some new things with you guys. So for the first topic, it's going to be financial responsibilities at the workplace. So what I mean by that is technically, you know, like buying food if you're going on an outing or something for lunch, which I personally think if you're going on a lunch outing with your team or coworkers, the company should be paying for that shit.
And if not, I'm claiming it on my taxes.
Right. Right. So it could be like buying food, or it could be like Uber versus trains. It could be supplies. It could be a coworker who has a side project we talk about a lot here, and they want you to support, but it costs bossy. Yeah.
Just like what you was just describing. Like, now mm-hmm. y'all want me to put in $20 for decorations?
mm-hmm. So we're gonna get into some things, so let's just jump right into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of I guess you could say, like, situations where, you know, I have worked at places where the company pay for it, mm-hmm. and then I've worked at places where, you know, a manager or plan a team outing, and I'm like, okay, cool, I'm gonna be there, I'm definitely there, like, and I get there and I'm paying for my drinks, I'm paying for the food,
right,
whatever the case may be, which is fine because, you know, I work hard, but not all the time.
And let me know ahead of time.
Exactly. Okay. Let me know ahead of time. Don't kind of let me know the day before or the day of, because, you know, I have plans and I have a schedule that I work with my funds. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't just, I, you know, budget. I don't have the money. I don't have the money all the time to just be like, all right, yeah, I'm going to come out. We gonna get fucked up. Like, no.
Y'all didn't tell me it was a prefix menu. Like, what are we
exactly
doing?
Exactly. Like, and then it's just like, to me, it's kind of rude almost. Cause it's not like it's not like you're taking the time or courtesy to, you know, see how everyone else's money or their plans are. You kind of just like throw it out there and be like, yeah, we're going out as a team. And then you don't, you know, I mean, well, I don't give a fuck, but some people be like, you know, they don't want to, they feel pressured because they don't want to be the only team member that doesn't go or doesn't be a part of it. So,
and you just never know anybody's situations. Like, yes, mm-hmm. we're making all the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. But I could be taking care of my ill mother, or I'm a single parent, or you know what I mean? Like, it could be anything. Like, you don't know that this $25 plus $10 for that and $15 for this is actually cutting into my budget for this week. I didn't plan on spending that. And you didn't tell me. So, yeah, I totally agree. And I think it's also, like you said, I think it's rude or just not considerate enough.
Right. That's the word. I'm not going to say rude, but not considerate. You really weren't.
Like, be considerate of my time and my money. And that also goes with what I was getting into the second one. But, okay, so I also had a manager that she likes to do special things for, like, our management team. Not for the whole team to do it, but, like, the managers, like, since I'm a part of leadership, we do our own thing, which is cool. But she's like, okay, I'm just going to give her, like, this big gift basket, or I'm going to give her this, but, like, don't worry about it. You don't have to give me any money. And I'm just like, ugh. It's like your mom is saying, like, it's from me and you. And it's like, mom, like, I'm going to throw you something.
Yeah.
Like, no, don't give me anything. And I'm just like, well, I didn't ask for this. Like, I wasn't even trying to go. I was about to give sis just a card and say congrats and move on.
Right.
But it's, you know, those things too. But also what I wanted to put into this, like, you know, those are a couple of things that we're curious on what you guys think about or how you handle those situations. Mm-hmm. But also just dealing with finances and work. What about buying so much out food for lunch? It was another one that I thought of. That's been one of my biggest. So I'm going to just off that for right now.
Yeah, that's one we definitely, agree.
It was the trains. That's what it was. Okay.
I agree to discuss because, you know, I'm also a big advocate of doing this. Like, I don't like to fucking cook. Like, I really, really don't. But I try to be more responsible. I try to be an adult.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, financial responsibilities. We're there right now. That's what we're talking about. And to be honest, like, you know, eating out for lunch every day, that's not being financially responsible. Or unless you got it like that. Unless you got it.
Yeah, or but not even that. Responsible for your health. Because I know you're not getting organic, clean cut every time. So let's be real.
Alone, not for your health. Okay, check you out.
No, because, I mean, that's what I'm going through. I had to really bring myself back, like, hold on, like, how many times are you about to order and delivery and pay for, like, no, like, you need to get your ass up and prepare the food, like, do the meal preps, like, that's a real thing, like, and I kind of grew up like that. Like, my mom, as a single parent and working afternoons, she would prepare, like, two meals in advance for days.
But think about it, she did that because she was probably more than likely on a budget. Being financially responsible, you know, she got kids. I can't be.
And health. I'm telling you. Yep. My mother was not like, okay, here's $20. Take your sister to McDonald's. Like, I wasn't eating fast food. Like, I had a home-cooked meal in the oven that I had to heat up once I got home from school. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sure me and my sister was good. And then we didn't see my mom till the morning. And then she'll try to make breakfast. But then it was like, okay, you old enough to make your own breakfast type of thing. Again, being responsible. That's what I grew up with. But I have to be honest that I'm not exercising those skills.
I'm glad you definitely said healthy, because, you know, I'm trying to live a healthy lifestyle. I'm going to be 100% with y'all. But just from realizing not ordering food every day, eating, like, home-cooked meals is actually a lot better for you. Like, It really, really is.
It is. You don't know how many different places you're choosing from. I'm sorry to cut you off, but just
no, you good. I just wanted to put that out.
Yeah, because that's some real shit. Like, I had to think about it. Like, I'm ordering from Rob, Bob, Tom, and Sam. I don't know who cleaned they dishes the right way. I don't know who delivered my shit. I don't know. Like, you're taking a chance every time. So that's just the sanitary way. But then it's also the vegetables and whatever you're choosing. And when you mention, like, if you can afford it, some people can. Like, I have a friend, he makes bank. So he actually is, he can afford to not buy groceries. And he chooses to order from, like, very healthy spots.
Oh, nice.
And just, like, you know, like, I think it's, like, Harvest something is called. He might cook off and on, but he's just, like, he has enough money. And he knows that he's overpaying. He knows he can save money. But it's, like, actually, I could afford it. Me? I can't do it. So it is going to be Wendy's in there a few times. It might be a Subway. But, not Wendy's. But, you know, I'm not doing Chinese food every day. You know, I have to, like...
I love Chinese food.
Listen, Thai is my favorite.
Bye too.
I love it.
But let's talk about Ubers, Uber and train.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about that too. Like, you know, that commute transportation also, that plays a part too, especially if, let's just say, your job wants you to go to another location within this state or maybe the next state over. Are you providing the gas? Are you providing the fees that it costs for me to get on this train or for the tolls?
You're talking like about your employer, right?
Like, yes.
Okay, right.
So when I worked for the employer that we both worked for, I had to travel for that position from New Jersey to New York at least twice a week. Sometimes, I think some weeks I was paying for it. There was weeks where I did be reimbursed. So it was just kind of a little bit annoying because it wasn't like a consistent flow or a consistent thing for me to be reimbursed. So it was a little bit of me having an attitude sometimes because I'm just like, okay, this is what you guys wanted me to do. If it was up to me, I wouldn't not be paying the extra money to travel into the city, paying for a train, paying for two trains sometimes because if it was raining or it was snowing, I was not trying to walk all the way to Soho.
And like, you're leaving me with no choice. So it's not like I could be like, no, actually I can't. And you can just send me an Uber. It's like, wait, what? But no, I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to mention a quick little experience myself with the same company. And I want to just reiterate to everybody, don't be afraid to get what's yours. And I know that kind of sucks sometimes for us Black folks because we come off angry, aggressive, and entitled. But my thing is, Karen will do it. So I'm going to be Karen today. Okay? So, case in point. Case in point, we have a shuttle service. And this is what we're saying. Like, you know, do you take an Uber straight to work? I'm going to pay $25 to get there. And depending on how much you make hourly, even if you make salary, how much did you technically earn just to get to work? An hour. You know what I mean? So that's one thing. So if you're choosing to use this service that's provided to you, that you signed up for, that they promised you, when they're late or they don't show up, whose fault is it? So for me, it was their fault. I came, I was the only one coming in on Sundays, and the dude kept showing up like 30 minutes, 45 minutes late. So the second time he did it, I said, okay, hey, driver, what's going on? He's like, oh. I had to go get coffee. I said, oh, no.
What?
I said, it's taken me an hour and a half to get here. And you're actually affecting my paycheck. So I wrote into what we have for the car facility. So every job, you know, you have somebody ahead of the facility, the building. And they were responsible for the transportation. I told them, like, hey, you know, this guy is showing up late. It's affecting my pay. What's going on? So then fast forward to another time, they were supposed to be there at a certain time and weren't there for like 30 minutes. And I had to get an Uber. And because I have an appointment, again, being considerate of your employees, you don't know what appointment my child might have. If I got night school, you promised this service to me. And I probably in some way even pay for it, technically. But that's a whole nother story. The thing is, I end up sending them another email. And I say, okay, this is my Uber receipt because you weren't available. I had to take an Uber. And they reimbursed me.
Okay, good. That was about to be my question. Like,
oh, yes, no. You know me, Taj. I have to be Malcolm X in that bitch sometimes. So then the last example. So then they have this, you know, we all share a cafeteria and it's like a lot of refrigerators and people store their lunches in. And they announce every Friday that they're going to clean it out. So you have to either label it or take it out so they can clean the refrigerators. Fair, right? Mm-hmm. I had two leftovers from two different places. We were just talking about this. All this out food, right? I paid like
$25. Back into it.
Sitting in the drawer, and I go there, I'm hungry as fuck, and my whole shit was gone. And this is a Thursday.
Oh. So did some? You think someone ate it, or did they clean out the refrigerator?
They cleaned it. That's what I was thinking. So I asked one of the ladies. She didn't speak English well. She didn't really know what I was talking about. And I was like, did you clean the refrigerator? She's like, yeah. I was like, oh, it's supposed to be on Fridays. So I went to my Karen mode, went to facilities, wrote an email. Hey, my lunch was like, you trashed it. So do you know they went as far as they're like, oh, we have to investigate. Da, da, da. I was like, that was like $20+ worth.
I knew that was coming. They were going to be like, oh, because I feel like I understand where you're coming from, but like also they probably feel like, oh, I can't just give you money. Like anybody, everybody could say like, oh, their food was thrown out. And then we would, what do we just pay everybody?
Boom.
But
so that's why I went again to my Karen mode. Cause Karen do give you facts. she'll pull up the receipts. So I said, ooh, well, you guys investigate so many other things with the cameras. What's going on? So they, even before I mentioned that, like they said it to me and I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yes. So I was like, so are y'all gonna look at the cameras? They're like, okay. Now they're like, okay, you're serious. Yes, I am. So by the end of the day, they're like, oh, you're right. We saw them, like they threw away the food. They weren't supposed to throw anything away. We're gonna reimburse you with a gift card, $20.
Right. Okay, Karen.
Boom. I said, okay.
Karen always wins.
So then
no shade,
to wrap it up, y'all. So then one of my girls that cleaned, she, you know, she a sister. We cool. So she's like, oh, I heard about what happened. I'm so sorry, da, da, da. I'm going to buy you a lunch. This girl bought me some oxtails and rice and shit the next day. And I'm like, that's not your fault. I was like, that's not your responsibility. But thank you. I appreciate it. She's like, nah, like, I get it. So then when I went to go get my gift card, do you know this chick had the nerve to say, she's like, well, didn't old girl give you, buy you lunch? I said, yes, she did. But that wasn't her responsibility. So... Ooh. Where are we at? And she's like, okay, I'll have your car by the end of the day. And I have my car by the end of the day.
How the hell did she know that the... Did she go back and tell them that she bought you?
Yes.
Oh.
But it, on, that was... It was principle then for me. I'm not looking for just free food. I paid.
Exactly. Exactly. No, you dead ass serious. Like, but that's what's up that you didn't have to, like, fight and argue. Like, you know, they definitely did their part. You did your part. And in the end... You win.
Yeah.
So
it's just an example, y'all. Like, again, like, not, I know I was like joking about it, but that's an example with just finances at work. Like, you are, you have the right to certain things. And that fine print that we sign when they could fire us at any moment, there's also things in there that they include that are incentives that they promise that they will do and provide. And that's what it is. And I will take full advantage of it.
It's crazy because I feel like with those two things that we just spoke about, like, I really wish it was a way we didn't have to pay or can get those things for free. But it's one of those things that is an everyday thing. Every day you're going to eat. Every day you have to get transportation to get to that job to make that money. And I wish it was ways we didn't have to pay for that because those motherfucking fees add up.
Yes.
Can you imagine how much money you would still have to yourself and your paycheck if you didn't have to pay for lunch and if you didn't have to pay for transportation to go to work?
Yeah, and the convenience of, like, not having to bring in your lunch, eat up, like, if it was just there, like, it does help. And as far as the transportation, because I don't want anybody to think that we're pompous and we feel like we need to have a shuttle, where this job is located, and some other people may be able to relate to this, it's very rural. So if you don't have a car, it's very deep. Like, into the suburbs almost. So you have to, it's not easy to get to basically via public transportation. So yes, I'm grateful that the company that I work for, you know, provides me some type of help or assistance in this traveling to work. But at the same time, I'm not about to just let you just do what you want to do.
Exactly. Shit, I got a damn car and I don't be even wanting to drive to work. Like, and I mean, with a car, I mean, it's still, yeah, you have a car, you can go wherever you want, but that's the, that shit does not run on air. You still have to pay for gas. You have to tally that. Yes, tolls. You have to still tally that all up into, you know, weekly or every 2 weeks, however way budget you, you know, you get paid or whatever.
Yeah.
But definitely a topic that we definitely want to talk about. We definitely want to visit. I think D'Angelo said this a little bit early, but we definitely want to hear back from you guys. Like, what is you guys' financial responsibilities and how do you budget that? How does it work? Do you eat out every day or do you actually cook? Do you actually meal prep? I really, really would love to hear.
And same thing for you your kids, too. Like, no judgment. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have to give them McDonald's that night, you know, the oodles and noodles. I ain't mad at you, sis.
Shit, I love me some oodles.
You got to spice them up.
Hot sauce on that bitch.
Yeah, good. Get them together. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Them struggle meals. Oh, that's going to be another topic. What's your work struggle meal? All right, we're going to get into our next topic. It is maternity leave. Plain and simple.
Shout out to all the female listeners. If you got kids and you was working, you know, you had to take that maternity leave and you still got paid.
To so, all the women who are doing y'all thing and strong, and I cannot lift you any higher because I don't, I couldn't get it. I don't understand. But I honor and appreciate you. So with that, we wanted to just discuss maternity leave when it comes to your coworkers or even your management team, your bosses, you know, just how it affects you all around as a worker. I wanted to just kind of go into a short experience for myself that I think could better explain why I think this topic is really interesting. So I have just had, and still, three managers in the past year all go on maternity leave. And they were my, when you go as far as like the hierarchy, like assistant manager, then manager, senior
manager, director.
And director, yes. So just out of coincidence, in the past few months, they all became pregnant. And then this is also from external hire. So I give you those details just to kind of paint the picture of just me being a part of a leadership team.
External hire? So she came in pregnant?
Yes, but we didn't know. So by the time we found out, she was already like 5 months pregnant.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So that also sheds light to the story. Thanks for mentioning that. So imagine me, I'm the only male in this group that were, you know, I'm also concerned just on a moral level. I'm not going to watch you overexert yourself. So when I say that, like, I had to kind of deal with being sympathetic and empathetic with my counter or my peers and my bosses, frankly, the boss of my boss, to like let them know, like, you know, if you need anything, let me know. It was a moment I literally caught one of my managers like in high heel boots, 6 months pregnant, on a ladder, moving stuff, and I was like, wait, like, you're not gonna have D'Angelo on the job and this woman fall, injure herself, or do, like, excuse me? No, I'm like, okay, I know everything is a little crazy right now, and y'all are giving me way more work, but this, I'm not going to do. So, you know, I'm different, though, so I had to, like, kind of encourage other people who didn't care as much.
Which is sad, D'Angelo, you're a gentleman, and I think the way you went about it is right. Like, you know, she's pregnant, and I understand. You know what? That's why I say women are so great. The fact that she is pregnant and still got on that ladder, still got in her heels,
Todd, and she was still out trying of to work.
I bet she
and
was.
She was cute,
but I mean,
too.
She...
I'm like, sis, go in the corner and be cute, pregnant in your high heel boots.
Right. Right. I mean, but if she's saying she, sis probably was like, listen, I can still do it. Okay.
Yes, that's and
like, I can still do it.
Unfortunately, she is of color, and I speak for myself. I don't always like to bring that up, but that is. Race is a thing. It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. that added to her position where she had to prove, not only am I about mm-hmm. to come in here, and she was on some Barack shit. She had to clean up what the last people fucked up. And she's pregnant. And you gotta, you know, avoid people judging you like, oh, you about to leave anyway. What you gonna do? Or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a prejudgment already there.
Can I intertwine really quick? Of course. So that's a question I really have for our listeners too. Is that something, if you're pregnant already, maybe like 2 or 3 months, do you let the employer know before hire that you are pregnant? Or is it something that you don't say until you actually get hired? And then so you can be like, hey, I got to go on maternity leave soon. So I just really want to hear how that works, because me and D'Angelo don't know.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. And I don't want to speak on behalf, but to my understanding, I will say that there is a struggle, or not a struggle, apprehension that they, women who find out that they're pregnant, like I've had friends that in the first, she just got the job, and then 2 weeks later found out she was a month pregnant. Like, do I tell you now, or do I tell you you know, in 3 months, right, when I'm showing, you know what I'm saying? And then it also depends on what position you are. Like, if you are a manager, like, because, and I think this is the beauty of this, or the beautiful part, I think, of woman, is the fact that we're in a time, it's 2021, and there was a time where that was a bad thing, that you were damn near stoned. Because you had a baby out of wedlock and you have a job, you're a secretary, and you're going to get fired because the company is not going to take responsibility for you and pay you just for having a child. Like, that whole mindset has totally changed, and we're adjusting to knowing, yes, this woman has the right to be off for a certain amount of time to take care of this child. Because how the fuck did you get here? Like, you can't just ignore pregnancy. Like, what the fuck?
But one thing I will say, but from recently, I've noticed that, like, a lot of women, sometimes when I hear, oh, she's going out on maternity leave or such and such, like, I was at one job with the girl, she knew, well, she was pregnant clearly, and she was going on maternity leave, and her ass already told me, she was just like, yeah, I'm going to get pregnant, I'm not coming back after this.
Not prepared.
Like, I'm gonna, she like, yeah, I'm gonna go on my maternity leave, and I'm going to take the company's money, but I know I'm not coming back. After those weeks of maternity leave is up, I'm out. So
Wait, this is when she knew she was pregnant, or she was preparing?
She was already at work showing. And I mean, I think she told our director that she was pregnant, but what she didn't tell our director was, like, once she goes on maternity leave, and they had, like, this whole plan, like, this person was going to take care of her, like, they were splitting her responsibilities up, all this other stuff. But she already told some of us, like, okay, yeah, y'all doing that. This person going to take care of that, but I'm not coming back at all after that. Like,
that's fine.
I wasn't mad at sis, because she, like, my husband said, while we had his baby, he don't want me to work. Wow. So, and she like, if I don't have to go to work, I'm not working. So, I mean, which I get it. Like, if I was a woman and I had a child, like, I wouldn't want to work for maybe the first 5 years of my child's life, because I want to be able to know and be there for those early
years.
Stages.
Yeah.
Yes. And then on top of that, like, I'm just a big, like, don't really trust people, like, at daycare centers and that. Especially, you know how some of these kids, they can't talk.
I was just about to say, to I need yet. My baby to tell me what
tell
happened.
Me what the hell is going on. Yeah, so.
Damn, that is real. Wow. That's literally both sides of the coin. Because as anything, a system can be abused, or there are loopholes and everything. And I think what the most important thing is taking care of the woman and the child that didn't ask to be here. So you are going to find people who may take a different approach, because some people start early and they treat their babies like a business. And y'all know who I'm talking about when y'all letting this nigga Pookie claim your third child on his taxes and shit, and Pookie just give you $100 a month. Like, you know, that's abusing the system, sis. Like, and the same thing for, you know, maternity leave. But situations also happen, like you just gave. That's a really good example. Like, what if she just, ouch, sis could have hit the lottery and been like, no, I'm out. So what you
doing? Not coming back, yeah. And I honestly, like, when I hear maternity leave, I automatically be thinking that now, because there's two women that I know that was like, yeah, I'm about to go on this maternity leave and I ain't coming back. I'm going to let them pay me for the whatever amount of weeks they do. And then after that, peace, deuces. But I also want to introduce her out there. And I don't know if people know about this, but men, certain jobs, they do allow them to have paternity leave.
Oh, wow.
So, so yeah, because it's not just like, yeah, the woman is the one who's carrying the baby, but, you know, the father needs to be home sometimes too, needs to help out. So I think it's really dope that, you know, I'm not going to say, I don't think all companies offer that, but I know some definitely offer that paternity leave for the men so that they can be home with their child as well. Because I mean, especially for those first time fathers, like, you're so happy to be a dad. You miss out on a lot of those moments in that time if you're working a job, full-time job, 8 hours or 10 hours a day. So,
and it's not even just having to be scheduled for the job, but it's the compensation and having that stress being relieved. But that's interesting too. It makes me curious about different countries. You know how Eastern and Western culture is completely different.
Completely different.
So I wonder if they really give employees time, because that was a great point that you mentioned, just and being a part of a child's life, a human being in those first formative years, like of 5 years. You know, it'll be great to be a part of that and daily and not just leaving them in the care of somebody else. So
and you made a great point too, because you think about it, like, I'm happy all of this is being implemented now, but think about back then, like, this wasn't a thing. So you had a baby, like, or you had to work that job up until you were about to go into
literally your water about,
like,
to break.
That's fucking crazy to me. I can't even think about that, like, what. I don't know, but
times are really changing, and I think that's
awesome.
Yeah, it's really good, because I'm trying to pull back. I'm trying not to go too far, because this is a really interesting topic, because it raises the ideas and thoughts of just how we treat women, and not just in the workplace, but just all around, you know. But yeah, if you guys, like, have any more thoughts just on... I kind of want to bring this up on the live, because I think this is really interesting.
Definitely. I think this is a great topic to talk about on the live. So, yeah. Any, you know, for all the listeners out there, definitely, if you are pregnant or if you do have a child, we would love to hear what you have to say. Yes. So,
because also with that, too, just to throw in... because I wanted to go in on that, is like daycare services also provided at work, where it's more of a trusted source. Like, you know, I can go see my baby right downstairs on the second level or wherever you're working at. But then sis said, Applebee's don't got that. She got to have a legit babysitter.
Yeah. Okay. Family member or something.
It goes in. Well, we're going to go into our, we're in episode. I think we're good, right? On time. Are we there? Or am I cutting too early?
No, we're great. We have time for, you know, our last segment that we leave you guys with, our positive quotes.
Yes.
For the episode, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I got a quick one. I've been quick these days lately. Y'all know I be having, like, testimonies and low-key
giving
sermons.
Giving us that Sunday service. That's right.
I don't have it now. I just have a simple quote. From, he was an actor in like the 30s that I really liked. His name was Groucho. Yeah, I'm gonna throw a little history in. You know, I love
that's
that.
That's right. I love it.
Groucho Marx. He's a part of the Marx Brothers, and they were like in silent films and films in like the 30s, 40s. Brother Trio. They're close to like the Three Stooges, if anybody's heard of them. But the quote says, "Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I have just one day, today, and I'm going to be happy in it. So I'll say it again. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I have just one day today, and I'm going to be happy in it. So
that's right.
That resonates with me, just in me lately, dealing with a lot of mental wellness and just being present for myself, you know. And I encourage everybody to just remember that you can't change the past. It's good to be knowledgeable of the past and learn from your mistakes. And like it says too, tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. So what are you can't worry too much. It ain't even here. And then it ends with, I have just one day today and I'm going to be happy in it. I can go get hit by a car in 5 minutes. So what am I about to do right now? Like, all I could do is just live and be present. And right. It's just something I want to encourage our listeners to think about. Like, it's life is a lot more simpler than we make it.
That is so true. And I feel like for me personally, I didn't kind of realize or get that until I've gotten older. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you're young, you just be like, something happened to you, you be like, why me? Why With, like, now stuff will happen, and I'm just like, you know, I have my moment where I'm just kind of, like, down, out about it, but then I'm like, I can't stay in that place, you know? Like, I got to keep going. Like, it happened, I got to move on. I got to figure out a way, I'm going to make it better, whatever, but...
And people say day at a time, and I've actually gotten down to, like, hour at a time. Like, I don't know what's about to happen in a few hours. Like, just be present, be in the moment.
Right. I love that. My quote, positive quote, just sticking to, you know, the theme and all of, you know, what's happened and me being sad, I actually dug up a quote from DMX.
Nice.
And because, you know, he used to really be on his gospel stuff and God, but I don't think this quote is too testimony or anything like that. But anyways, I'm just going to say, so this is a quote by DMX. It's the tough times that we go through. The hard things we go through that get us to that point where we're better and stronger than we've ever been. So I'm going to repeat that again. X, he said, it's the tough things that we go through, the hard things we go through that get us to that point where we're even better and stronger than we've ever been.
Yeah.
So definitely feel like all of the listeners out there, including myself, can relate to this. Mm-hmm. You know, we go through those hard times. We go through these times where we feel like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to get through this. It has to get done. And, you know, it probably really and truly and dearly is hard. And, you know, certain times of our lives, we have to go through these things. But then once it's over and done and we've, you know, we've accomplished it, we've achieved that goal, we look back and be like, you know what? This has really made me so much stronger. It made me so much better as a person. Mm-hmm. And definitely can respect that quote because there's been a lot of times where I just hated doing certain things. Or I was just like, oh my God, why? And this is that and the other. But today, those particular times or circumstances or wherever I was going through definitely has made me better. As a person.
Yes.
So.
And that's what we have to remember. Mm-hmm. I just want to add with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just. I feel like that's what life is. Like you're preparing. Yep. You're constantly. Becoming a better person. You're evolving. You know, individually. Regardless of whomever you're with. Your friends may change. Things may change. Your job. Career. All of that. But you're constantly evolving, and that's something that you also should commend yourself about, because if you're not changing, then something is wrong. Because we all know people who are just stuck in their ways and never going to change, and they stay stagnant, and they stay right where they are. If you're a person, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I don't want to be around those people, and that might be a cousin, a brother, sister, even your mammy. Listen, you have to know if you look at something different and you want to move forward and be better constantly, then that's what you should, you know, aspire to. Like, that's a good thing that you're growing. Mm-hmm.
Look at Preacher D'Angelo.
I'm sorry, because it just hit a little part.
Nah. You good. I mean, just listening to, like, you be like, we talk on here and all of that stuff, and I'll be like, yo, you really be kind of like educating me sometimes with some shit I ain't never know or heard. So, yeah, I fucks with it. But
you be putting me on, and you have to remind me about the current things. Don't have me out here looking like grandpa.
Right. Well, guys, that wraps up this week's episode of From the Plantation to the Station. Yes. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. As always, definitely hit us up. You can DM us or you can email us at fromtheplantationtothestation@gmail.com. We definitely always check the emails. I'm always seeing, you know, what's going on, see if anybody emailed in.
I think we're gonna like post, because we got a few questions that we were trying to say for episodes or something, but I think we just gonna start sharing just random stuff that we do get. Again, you know, we don't have a consistent day yet, we're getting there, but check out for our lives when you do have a moment on Instagram. Again, From the Plantation to the Station. And we look forward to another episode, y'all. Thanks for listening.
That's right. Peace out, y'all. Peace.